咁仲有个 AOB item 呢，就係、是要同大家报告下嘅呢，就係、是、就 suggest 咗 perhaps we should extend invitation to the planning architectural faculties of the tertiary institution, meaning heads, meaning teachers and students, right? To attend the HEC meetings and briefing. 咁睇睇大家觉得点啫。Actually, we have reps, like me, Kemu, we don't have the whole faculty, but we have reps like me, Kem, and CY Jim, and others who are faculty members. Me, Kem, you want to say something? 你有没有这个 main 还没，你有没有个 idea? 有想讲的。
因为And what better than, you know, engaging the future generation, the future policy makers or the future decision makers or the future end users. And then starting with the planning, architects, students in the universities, planners in the universities, at least these are really targeted people we want to engage. And no, just notify them, there's an agenda and there's a meeting. Ask them to make reservation for seating here.Or, you know, they can debrief when they go home. I think, why waste this very valuable learning experience for them?
Mikhail, as a teacher, how do you look at the viability? Like, can the students really skip classes and come here?
Well, I think as long as they don't skip classes, they can come. And also, like, or maybe teachers can make arrangements as part of the course requirements.To attend, you know, this kind of meetings, I think it's a good learning opportunity for them. Well, I can definitely forward materials, you know, to my students and see if they are interested.
What I suggest is, I am a teacher myself, so I can appreciate this. There would probably be a bit of constraint if, you know, like all the eight universities send their students in, then we will probably really...have a shortage of sitting places. Now what we perhaps could do is at an HEC, we send a letter to each of these related departments, architectural planning and I don't know what else, maybe some others related, geography maybe, send it to their head. Maybe mention two things. One is, okay, tell them we have this...meetings, and if they want to come, then they're welcome. That's the first thing. But if they really want to come, I think they should really advise the secretariat ahead of time so that we can manage the situation so that they won't come down with 2,000 people or something. So we can hopefully manage the situation. The other thing is, even if they cannot come because they have a class or their laboratory session or something, maybe we should clearlyTell them our website, and because we have a lot of information on the website, you know, all this discussion, deliberation, aspirations, and everything in the website. So at least they could use that as a bit of the resource material for learning as well. What do you think?
I mean, just in one last sentence to cap it, the intention. Maybe we have a bonus. We're getting some volunteers to facilitate future community planning charrettes, future community stakeholder engagement, then to help out some volunteers to help the subcommittees to carry on some liaison work with the real stakeholders that they get engaged. Calling them up, please come to the charrette, please come to the stakeholder meeting, please come to... You have all these capacity building devices which is putting to waste.And I think it's so important to get them involved.
Appreciate that. So the idea is to get the students involved. Hopefully some of them may become volunteers. Yes?
Chairman, I think our students in QPAM actually have been doing that. And also some of our courses are taught by problem-based learning mode. And so students, they need to really go out and search information. I mean, HEC website, they know very well, and they've been using it. And if there are sort of, you know, meetings that they can come to, they would welcome it. And also, I mean, like the informal lunch meeting that I mentioned about the Leisure Harbor workshop, is also facilitated, you know, by some of our students.
I was wondering, Mikim, how viable it is in case we have a need for a little study, like Paul Zimmerman's idea, and you want to take a look at it, would that be a good idea to get some research student to look at this and do a PhD study on what he proposed? What do you think?
I think that's viable. I'm not sure about PhD, but all our students have to do a dissertation, so that's an option. But if there's a modest amount of RA fees, that would be more attractive.
Okay. So that we sent out those letters of invitation and writing them of our website and also meetings. A couple other things just to report back. The secretariat has sent out to all members the schedule of our regular meetings for July this year to May next year. So please mark them down on your engagement diary. And date of next meeting will be March the 3rd, which is the Thursday afternoon. So thank you all. Thanks for your patience. And make two other points. Please.
I just would like to remind in the future when the new Greening Master Plan Committee will be set up, there possible there can be a little exchange between the two chairmen to find out whether the greening of our harbour front can be also be considered in the future of their portfolio.
Which is the other body?
The policy address announced, Mr. Tong announced setting up a Greening Master Plan Committee.
Yeah.
Which is a new task force to look at the greening of the whole Hong Kong. But in the
future,
who
is involved?
That will be
Raymond, 你知道這個 committee 嚇? Bushel, 你可不可以 advise 一下?
Chairman, actually the committee has already been set up. It's under the Permanent Secretary for Works. It's dealing with a lot of greening issues in the territory, and one of the jobs that they're doing is to prepare.
Do we have any
greening
cross? Do we have any cross membership? Is CY Jim or somebody like?
No, it's basically a government committee involving representatives from all relevant government departments. Basically, it's a government committee dealing with.
Landscape architect. You want to say anything?
Thank you, Chairman. I'm the Greening Master Plan under the CEDD. There are several levels of committee. I'm under the CEDD committee.
Can you help us make a bridge? See how you can do it.
我可以傳遞一個訊息，就是去GC，就是有興趣，就是有做一個 bridging， 看看需不需要 participate，
可以。主席或者補充一下啦。 實情咧，呢個咁樣樣嘅呢個Greening Master Plan 嘅 committee 咧，佢哋即係有一個 program 咁去睇嘅。咁我諗咧，對我哋呢個 HEC 嚟講咧，個 concern 咧就話佢哋會唔會係講到有啲 district 咧係會影響到嗰個 harbour front 嘅。咁喺呢種情形之下嚟講咧，我哋實情咧都會叫佢哋咧係即係攞啲 proposal 出嚟，即係好似其他所有 government department 如果有 proposal 係影響到嗰個 harbour front 嘅話咧，都會嚟。
Nick, you have something to say?
Chair, just a suggestion for the administration to think about. I'm becoming increasingly concerned on Vincent's behalf about the weight of work on that committee, and I think we're verging on impracticability going forward. I think with the load you've got, and I'm just wondering whether we might look at maybe another committee. Split it. Look at terms of reference, and if there is a split, if there is a divide, and I know it would mean obviously some reorganisation, but I just suspect to do all the work that you need to do and to do it well, you probably need two committees.
He's got to do.
多謝主席。頭先我都講啦，其實有啲嘢我唔排除話，即係係需要即係另外有一啲組織去即係進行。即係當我哋得三個 committee 嘅時候，咁我哋梗係唔係一二就三啦。咁今次就唔係灣仔，唔係即係東啟德，就係三啦。咁即係。咁即係其實分嘅時候，我哋唔知道嗰個 workload 係點樣分配，即係亦都好多 workload 咧係都可以理解，就因為我哋大家喺個一路做落嘅時候，先至睇到邊啲嘢係我哋覺得有必要去做。咁即係而家我喺我 committee 入面，我哋係 keep 住一張清單嘅。就知道邊啲嘢係放咗落去我哋嘅 committee 去做。咁但我其實 share Nick 嗰個 concern， 其實大家都感覺到嘅，即係當我可能有一啲嘢係我哋擺咗一個 list 度，根本但我哋冇時間處理嘅時候咧，更好嘅做法咧係即係 set up 另外一啲 committee 咧去做。咁我唔會排除呢一個可能性，我亦都歡迎嘅。最緊要啲嘢做到，唔係邊個 committee 做嘅，最緊要係做到嚇。
或者 Vincent 你可以睇睇你嗰個清單，即係 basically 即係你個 workload。咁你去即係冇人會比你更清楚你嗰個overload 嘅 situation 係點樣嘅啫。或者你可以考慮一下，譬如係咪可以 split 掉兩個 committee 咧？或者係咪可以揾個 deputy chairman 啊，放你個 group 咁，或者係可以有多變咗可以多個 task force 咁，即係或者你去認真去諗一諗咁樣係嘛？因為呢樣嘢如果我哋 impose 你度係效果冇你自己去。去上過咁，即係然後先做
下，我再係咩？再睇睇，因為其實亦都好睇，即係嗰個支援嘅根本就係話，即係我好開心就係話，譬如 Elvin 啊、Paul Simon 啊、Nick 都 join 好多 task force， 即係其實如果唔係會員嗰個 commitment 咧，根本就係、是、即係就算你得一樣嘢做都唔會做到嘅。
啊，剛剛尾提嗰個咧，即係。搵啲人幫手嘅樣，我哋唔係搵廉價勞工，不過咧，即係有時譬如有啲 study 你要做，譬如我譬如好似我 Paul Simon 有啲嗱，你叫我就真係覺得，即係如果你搵個 research student 去認真去大 jet 曬諗下咧，就好過搵我哋咁，即係日都雜務好忙嘅人，即係 Michael 你都要教書，你又要做 research， 又未必得閒帶。但係我哋可唔可以有時咧有啲呢啲咁嘅 task 又可以揾下人幫手啊？咁或者係即係一個因為呢啲其實係即係佢講嗰啲嘢咧係好多 idea， 你 you need to do some research， 然後你先至即係 make sense out of it。有好多嘢即係唔係話 yes or no 咁啊，睇到就係、是。
主席，我覺得其實亦都係睇翻，即係因為我頭先都講嘅，即係無論你幾勤力，都係一個義工嚟。咁你都係一對手嘅，即係你叻嗰啲人可以揾多幾個義工，但係其實真係實際上我哋推動嘅嘢，嗰啲嘢唔係義工嚟嘅，嗰啲係實質嘅工作，係一個即係如果冇其他途徑擔當，其實都係政府需要去擔當嘅嘢。咁變咗其實都係最後就睇翻政府嗰個支援有幾多啦。如果政府都係即係盡咗嘅時候咧，咁其實我哋開多幾多個 committee， 再開揾多幾多個義工都係冇用嘅，因為你多啲人只有多啲 idea， 多啲 idea 咧就多啲嘢未做，多啲嘢未做就要再多啲人去做，咁始終都係即係一個循環。
呢個 wish list 係啊。不過另外咧，即係譬如 planning 咁，佢都盡量配合我哋嘅工作噶啦，即係。sorry， 叫位。
我同意阿 Vincent 嘅睇法，或者唔知我聽得啱唔啱啊？就我自己肯定有咁嘅諗法，就係一直以嚟過去嗰幾個月咧，其實有關幾個直接有關嘅政府部門咧，都支援得我哋好好。好多時咧就係、是、我作為小組主席嚟講咧，其實係秘書或者係即係有關部門咧，就係、是、做好啲嘢嚟講，問我喂你搞唔搞掂啊？我有陣時反而唔有時間睇。咁 OK， 如果係多啲人嘅話咧，咁。多啲人幫手，多啲義工嘅話咧，可能係我哋會輕鬆啲咁多。但係我好擔心就係我哋嘅政府部門需唔需要加資源？即係雖然即係似乎應該 即係嗌救命嗰個應該係政府官員，唔係我。但係即係作為市民嚟講，我都擔心，即係如果你話政府裏面隨時有一二百個政府官員喺唔同嘅層次係幫緊我哋做嘢嚟講咧，呢、這個我諗唔係我哋想見到，起碼我自己就唔想見到呢樣嘢係重要，嚟講係重要，但係都要平衡翻我哋整個整個政府嚟講，唔係淨係招呼個嚟講，即係我哋自己都唔係淨係做呢樣嘢一樣。
OK，Thomas
係主席。好多謝即係咁多位嘅委員咧，都好體諒。即係事實上咧，政府方面嚟講咧，我哋真係都感覺到好吃力嘅，因為我哋係用緊原有嘅資源，我哋冇加新嘅資源落去。咁而家又係整個政府嚟講，又話要即係財政嘅緊縮啊，咁我哋又要減人手，我哋又呢個有個數字俾我哋咧，就係要喺2007年咧要減到係160,000嘅公務員嘅人手。咁嗰個數嚟講係喺度嘅，即係走唔甩。咁所以變咗嚟講咧，我就希望咧，即係大家嚟講，我哋而家呢個共創維港委員會咧，都係比較上即係年青啊，就係後生。啱啱嚟講，而家大概係7-8個月嘅時間。咁我諗我哋係可能我哋好多嘅即係心目中想做嘅嘢，但係我諗咧，希望咧就係即係逐步嘅嚟先。咁而家正話所講嘅嘢嚟講咧。好多喺 Winston 嘅 committee 已經係有一條清單喺度，即係只不過係一個先後嘅次序嚟嘅。同埋咧，我亦都想趁呢個機會講講咧，就話即係我哋可能咧開咗好多火頭，但係咧俾公眾嚟睇咧係得個講字，未有實質嘢做得到。咁我係希望嚟講咧，即係如果我哋可以 focus 到 on 有啲 jobs 嚟講係真係可以做得到嘅話咧。係短期又做得到，咁做完一個 project， 然後做第二個 project 咧，咁即係變咗有一個sustain 嘅 momentum 出嚟。咁如果係好多 project 一齊開曬火頭咧，我哋真係驚應付唔到。我諗我同意阿 Nick 正話嘅觀察嚟講咧 ，Winston 個 committee 係好 overload 嘅，好係好吃重。咁但係問題嚟講就話我哋政府部門個個政府部門有關嘅都落盡力㗎啦，盡曬力。咁希望嚟講咧，亦都係。即係睇下嗰個這個可能再要時候再同阿 Winston 仔再及一及，睇下邊啲嚟講係真係有先後次序咯。唔該，主席。
嗯。回應一下 Tom Sir 嗰個 point 先，你即係我就覺得咧就其實而家幾個月落嚟咧，即係政府同埋我哋依批義工之間嗰個互動咧，整體嚟講都唔錯。咁亦都有你剛所提到嘅現象咧，就點嘅火頭好多。咁我亦都非常之贊成咧，我哋應該亦都要做一啲實事。譬如今日我哋好大都有一個叫做Harbor Planning Principle 出嚟，咁即係。我估即係隨著時間，我哋應該要向 public 交返啲功課，我哋做咗啲乜嘢，咁應該做返啲實事。咁亦都照顧到呢，即係好多提議，譬如好似Paul 咁，佢係好多 idea 嘅，今日都同我哋share 咗啲啦。有啲呢其實唔係三言兩語嘅，你將佢抌咗落去Bosco 嘅頭上，佢亦都唔知點樣去搵啲 source 做。你搵係 Winston 咁，大家都知道已經唔掂㗎啦，即係再搞落去就咩。咁即係其實係有個兩難局面。所以我哋冇搞先啦，我就想著呢，特別昨晚董三講話佢唔知呢每年2,000,000做一啲 policy related 嘅 study。其實即係如果我哋講話要唔要 have authority 嗰啲呢，其實係一個 policy issue 嚟嘅。即係如果我哋可唔可以又真係向有關部門呢，不如呢真係做搵人呢，即係做個 study， 即係比較Sydney 又點， Cardiff 又點， Toronto 又點，Vancouver 又點， San Francisco 又點，咁即係做一個深入啲嘅 research， 咁你變咗係真係有啲資料，唔係淨係喺度淨係好 superficially 咁講下。另外就算係Paul Simonman 講嗰、那個那個 planning approach， 嗰啲其實係一個 more like 一個 research problem， 即係唔係話三言兩語就話 yes or no。 咁即係我哋可唔可以又試下考慮 package 咗一部分呢啲咁嘅需要深入去探究、深入去 study the pros and cons of 一個 harbor authority， 大家都同意咧，應該係要 cater 到香港嘅 specific condition 嘅，要 tailor make 嘅。咁呢啲嘢其實係需要深思熟慮咧。你如果揾佢嚟做，咁佢唔使做其他嘢啦。即係所以一定係我諗，我哋可唔可以探究下，即係揾一啲咁嘅資源？即係譬如有啲 study 可能係需要做一年嘅whatever 咁，由得佢。去花啲時間深入咁去做，咁變咗我哋做即出嚟日後嗰個 outcome 咧，係有啲真係有啲 research base 嘅 study 嚟 support 嘅咁。有冇咁？
多謝主席。其實我頭先都係想講呢一點咧，就係頭先橫掂咧，阿 May 咧都話會去信咧請即係大學有關嘅即係學系咧就嚟出席我哋嘅會議啦。咁我唔知道可唔可以一個方法做咧，就係、是、因為即係我知道有幾個學系咧，即係第二啲大學啦，同埋我哋自己中心咧，其實每一年都要學生做一啲好實際嘅工作㗎，可能係啲工作坊啦，可能係一啲研究嘅項目啊咁樣。咁如果HEC是有一系列的，即是譬如说一些可能需要做少少多些研究的，又或者即是要落实去找一些资料的一些项目呢，就倒不如都列埋出来。咁到如果即是负责那个老师去觉得那一年可能需要，即是学生可以帮手去想下某一些项目呢，就可以在设计个课程的时候呢，就将这一样东西呢计埋在里面。咁就即是一方面即是大家都好啦，即係多贏，雙贏局面啦，即係我哋又有人好似做義工咁，咁啲學生亦都有一個題目，佢係覺得啊，即係做咗出嚟可能有一啲實際嘅效用，佢哋都會好，即係會好樂意做咁。咁加多句啦，咁如果有少少資源就會更加好咁。
Okay, now we bring the meeting, Paul. When you step out of the meeting, what we were discussing is we understand, Nick brought up the point that subcommittees like Vincent's are really overloaded. And, you know, people have their day-to-day work to cater to as well. So the idea came up is, can we not ask maybe some of the local university, maybe on the open tender process or whatever, you know, ask them to conduct studies. For example, on a survey of the harbor authority around the world, you know, the pros and cons, the problem that they ran into, the success story, the failure story, all these things, have a good research study on it, that sort of thing. It's not a simple yes or no. Even the stuff you present, you know, the integrated new approach and some of these things need some study or research. Some may work, some may not. But it needs time to think through, to study. And maybe one idea we came up is Mr. Tong said he would set aside $20 million each year for the next 3 years to do research-based policy study. Now, having a harbor authority could well be a policy issue, you know, because it affects a lot of existing bureaus, you know, in terms of their jurisdiction. So maybe we can consider packaging that kind of research study and then getting the resources and university researcher to do it. That was just an idea that we brought.
Chairman, but I'd like to ask Thomas Cho, how much money have they spent so far on marketing and promoting West Kowloon? If you take that, divided by 40, multiplied at times 1,800, we have lots of money to fix up our harbourfront area.
Chairman,
that's a matter of priorities.
No, that is not really a relevant comparison, I have to say. Because, you know, government doesn't operate as freely as in the private sector. It's true. I mean, we have, you know, very clearly designated money, funds for specific purposes. But coming back to the point, the Harbour Front Enhancement Committee, under the care of our own bureau, the Housing Planning and Lands Bureau, we have secured about $5 million. For the next year, and that would be adequate, or no, well, not exactly adequate, but that would be a source of funding for possible studies and researches, as we have been doing in the past year. If we talk about getting more funds
in the course of the financial year, there is always a possibility, but we have to, you know, this kind of request has to be considered in the overall context of the government fiscal position. We don't know, we have no guarantee. But I think it is very useful and worth the while to explore what the chairman had just mentioned. First of all, we will see what Mr. Tong's, you know, proposal is. I mean, frankly speaking, yesterday was the first time we heard about this. Because this is policy address is something very secret, you know, highly protected information, highly guarded information. We'll find out what are the system, what is the system for getting that sort of money for and for what purposes. Okay, that's for the first thing. But more importantly, I think on a practical level, we should also seriously explore the possibility of getting security support from the institutions. I think that is a very worthwhile suggestion to pursue. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. I think lost our quorum anyway, so we better bring it to a close. So happy year of the roster, and see you in the new year then. Okay, thank you. Oh, Paul, don't forget to bring your West Government idea to Donald Young and others. Okay.